I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A UN fact-finding mission has shared its report on human rights violations in Iran in the protests that began in 2022. It's the first time that the term crimes against humanity has appeared in an official report on the government of Iran. But Nazanin Baghestani with Heart for Iran says the government doesn't care what the media says and that Christians are indeed targeted in these violations. People call Heart for Iran's 24/7 call center and choke out horrific experiences. These brothers and sisters need your help.
One thing, be a voice for them. And second, pray. Pray for their protection. Pray for this spirit of fear to leave them and instead spirit of boldness and courage for them to stand and speak up.
And finally, when Unknown Nations gospel workers entered a spiritually dark slum in Pakistan, a prominent witch doctor was ready for them. Greg Kelly with Unknown Nations says this witch doctor summoned two powerful demons to harm the Christians, but things didn't go as planned. He later told the Christians that he had seen the demons burn up before his very eyes.
He wanted to know what we did. And we said, sir, we didn't do anything. But the reason that those demons were burned up is because of Jesus and the power of God. And so we share the gospel with him, and this guy gave his life to Christ.
Praise God, this man has begun to learn God's word and be discipled by local Christian leaders. But he's in danger from people he once worked with who are not happy about his change. Pray for his spiritual and physical protection.
Pray that this guy really just continues to keep his heart open up to the Lord.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is giving away the free copy of the book, The Legacy of William Carey. His story is a charge to all Christians to take the light of the gospel into every corner of society. Get your copy for free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.